With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked a top uniformed Army officer, General Randy George, to step down.
A Pentagon official has confirmed that George has been asked to take early retirement from the post of Army Chief of Staff, which he's held since August 2023. The ousting of George is just the latest of more than a dozen firings of top generals and admirals by Hegseth since he first took office last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has been ousted from the Justice Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
In announcing the firing of Bondi, President Trump described her as a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as Attorney General. He praised her work and said she will be transitioning to a new job in the private sector. Despite his positive comments, the president was particularly unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Writing on social media, the president said Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as acting attorney general. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American Enterprise Institute analyst Matthew Continenti says the wild swings in the financial markets have been understandable during the U.S. war against Iran.
I think the markets are taking in a lot of different information. I think they see some ships getting by. I think they have a new hope that the war may come to an end sooner rather than later. And then they also have Trump's rhetoric.
Continenti was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 61 points. The NASDAQ rose 38. The S&P 500 advanced 7, and oil at $111 a barrel. This is SRN News. An unusual decision by the Washington Post, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rasinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that's grown increasingly secular. Jose Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape but not immediately change policy on issues such as abortion and the LGBTQ agenda. Kast, who won nearly 60% of the vote, has opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion. This is SRN News. Stocks recover from early losses and close with a weekly gain, this in spite of U.S. oil topping $110 a barrel. We hear more on the market's activities today from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York City.
Stocks shook off an early stumble to finish with slim gains on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 61 points, or 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Both indexes also notched weekly gains. Oil prices surged and remain well above $100 per barrel. The moves follow a Wednesday night address from President Donald Trump. He did not offer a clear timetable for ending the war with Iran. Stocks had been gaining ground over the last several days on hopes that the conflict could end soon. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.